Hey guys, it's Jess.
And it's Jen.
Your voice actually sounded okay right there.
That was the best it sounded
in
all
a week. So Jen has walking laryngitis, but she rallied for
as
the show.
As opposed to lying down laryngitis.
Is it called walking laryngitis?
I think that's walking pneumonia.
Oh, yes.
Okay. I don't have that. Thank God.
I have a walking sinus infection. So Jen rallied, made it to the studio, but here's the scoop. We're going to talk about a couple of things. We're going to talk about Lady Gaga's new line.
Oh, yes, please.
And then we're going to talk about the butt wars. So stay tuned for that.
Before I tell you the guest, can I share one personal anecdote, even though I have laryngitis? I've been meaning to tell you this. Last night, I had a dream that you and I did Beyonce's hair for her new Lion King video. And we spent the whole night in the hotel with her. And she was looking all fabulous. And she had all these flyaways. Yes, but she had a whole hair appliance line that she was the founder of. And they were all purple and gold. And you picked up the little touch-up straightener. And you were fixing her like her flyaways along her hairline.
Oh, my God. What does it all mean?
I don't know, but it was the greatest dream ever. Also, my mom had jelly beans that were weed edibles that she gave us before the hotel.
Oh, I think you meant like right before you went to sleep.
No, my
or
mom doesn't know what an edible is.
Yeah, my parents don't either.
Isn't that the best dream ever?
That's really sweet.
Yeah.
And she was cool, right? Like we were
she
friends.
Was, like we were best friends. She let us take pictures and tag her even. There was like a whole social media aspect to it.
This feels very real.
Like, it tied together a lot of things in my life.
Anyway. Dream interpretationists, we're open to your theories. Okay, so we're going to talk about the butt mask, Lady Gaga, and then we have the most fabulous, fabulous guest. Her name is Sarah Gibson Tuttle, which already I just like love her name.
SGT.
SGT.
I'm so jealous I won't be here for the interview, but you and Tiff are going to take it away. Sarah is the founder of Olive and June, a lovely line of nail salons. She also has her own nail products. I hope you guys have so much fun with
that. The nail products are really cool. So we haven't had a nail expert on in a while, so we're very happy to have her. And Jen, I hope you feel better.
Thanks, girl.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This episode of Fat Mascara is sponsored by BetterHelp. Listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small. Therapy is a safe space to get those things off your chest. Plus, it can help you develop coping skills that make your life easier. I will give you an example. If you've listened to this podcast for a while, you've probably heard me say it to Jess or to a guest, reframe. Well, I learned that technique from a therapist. Here's an example. Now that I'm a freelance writer and podcaster, I get lonely working from home and I feel like I'm never going to get to collaborate on projects again. And that's the truth. Reframe, I get to choose which projects I work on, so I'm in control of what I work on. And if I want to collaborate more with others, I don't have to ask anyone's permission. I can just do it. See what I did there? That's reframing. If you've been thinking about starting therapy or are looking for someone to help you process things and give you coping skills, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/mascara today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/mascara. Again, BetterHelp.com/mascara. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Well, well, well. How was your prime day?
Another prime day, another celebrity makeup line. Am I right?
Well, I don't know if so many celebrity lines have been on Amazon.
That's true.
You know, I think that's kind of the hot news. I'm burying the lead here. Lady Gaga has a new line of cosmetics, House of Gaga.
H-A-U-S. It's German.
I know that people have been talking about her beauty line that was, you know, impending beauty line for a couple of years now. And now that it's here, we have not, at least I have not seen the actual product. Like, it's not.
I went on today and I ordered the ballerina look.
Because I couldn't figure out
who was doing press. I couldn't get us samples or whatever. So I ordered it. It's a pre-order. It doesn't come till September 17th.
Yes. I did think there's a few things happening there that are very interesting. One, the idea of like a pre-order makeup. I've never seen that. There's been like Pat McGrath, it's dropped, or Kylie Lip Kit, it's dropped. But pre-ordering?
Maybe KKW Fragrance might have had pre-orders.
Maybe.
Yeah, it's a little presumptuous, isn't it? Especially when you haven't, there's no YouTubers out there trying it yet. You don't know what the quality's like. And let's talk about that. What did you think of what you saw?
I need to see it in person. I thought that it was very, like the advertising is very like love yourself, very powerful. It's very like Lady Gaga, you know? I think about the thing I like about her the most is besides like some of her songs that I really like, mostly like the earlier stuff, but like I kind of like tapped out after like, you know, the second album. But she is very message driven, and you see that in the advertising, and she's like into no airbrushing, and she has guys and she has girls and she has people
No airbrushing explains something that bothered me, but go on.
Okay, and then she has people who, you know, are non-binary in the ads. So it really is a celebration of inclusivity. And like she says, like the Lower East Side club scene where she said that she first felt beautiful when she was around this really diverse group of people who were using makeup and fashion to express themselves. So I think there's a real through line and there's a really clear concept in it. Is it for me? I'm not so sure.
Okay, you've got a concept. Let's talk about execution. To me, the whole thing lacked a polish. The video, the products themselves, mm-hmm. they didn't seem... It has like a Pat McGrath vibe in that it's like, use our glitter, use everything, do whatever you want to do. The componentry looked kind of janky. I'm not going to lie. It reminded me of Eva Mendez's Walgreens line. Do you remember that line?
Yes.
Like it has that black and gold, but then it's just a basic doe foot applicator. So there's glosses, there's liquid shimmers for your eyes, and then there's lip pencils. It also all comes in duos. And I've been seeing this more and more with beauty brands. And like it'll be lip balm and you want the strawberry, but it comes with marshmallow fluff. Yeah. I don't want your marshmallow lip balm. Why are you going to make me buy two?
So you're braver than I am to like say really how you feel about it.
Because
the
I haven't seen the actual product.
So it's just because I really want to give her the chance. I can't imagine Lady Gaga who's executed. Like remember when she did the fragrance with Coty, which is still one of my favorite fragrances?
Yeah.
It was with the black juice. It was.
That's what. Okay. So I was talking with my digital beauty editor about this.
Okay.
And I was like, that was awesome. High
it's
level.
Fame?
Groundbreaking. It looked black in the bottle. It was a black liquid. It sprayed clear. It smelled delicious. I think Coty.
Peach. It smelled like peach.
And
Coty
that was the other cool thing because it was like a dark, like evil looking fragrance, but then a light, fresh, fruity fragrance. It had a point of view. I thought it was interesting. This looked like a little bit Pat McGrath derivative to me.
Yeah. I really, I keep on saying I want to see it in person.
Yes.
I want to give it the benefit of the doubt.
But I don't want the green shimmer. I ordered you can get gold and green and they give you one of each. What if I just want the gold shimmer for $36? I have to get two.
I wonder if that's some kind of
value
like business.
Yeah.
Because the Amazon customer, let's face it, is not the Bergdorf customer.
You're right.
I don't even know if they're the Sephora customer. I mean, we know, guys, and please chime in on this conversation because I don't want to speak for everyone. But, you know, are you guys shopping across Amazon and, you know,
for
fancy
discovery.
Boutiques?
It's different.
So I think there's probably a business reason for all the packaging. And, you know, Charlotte Tilbury was an absolute genius when she did the personality. It's like the sophisticate, the rock chick, all that. She was the first person to do that on a big stage. And Gaga doing like the ballerina, there's another one called like Metalhead or something.
Yeah, but all it has is a liquid shimmer, which is basically like a cream shadow with metallic pigments, mm-hmm. a lip liner, and a lip gloss. So I don't even know if you'd call that a look. Yeah, but for $49, I'm going to find out on September 17th.
I have to say it was a little bit more expensive than I thought. September 17th?
Yeah, that's
my birthday.
I think that's when it ships is what they told
me. So I think like, it's early days, but I too, you know, it's funny we're talking about the fragrance. I wasn't planning on talking about it. That, you can buy that fragrance in like a Walgreens or a CVS. It's in those little like, you know, those like little glass or plastic things where they put all the fragrances.
But it's quality. It's a good juice.
The juice is amazing. And God, it looks so amazing on
a
dresser.
You're right. You're right. So when we get the product is amazing. I'm going to bite my
But tongue. I'm not sure you will. I don't know if that you wouldn't backtrack. I mean, I'm not sure the product is going to stand up to what she did for that fragrance. So I really hope it does.
Me too.
Because she's a creative genius, and I would hate for this to be a bump in the road.
House.
Are you ready for butt wars?
It's the butt sheet mask wars.
It's the butt sheet mask wars. So have you guys seen those butt masks from Bawdy Beauty? And it's a B-A-W-D-Y.
Yeah.
It sounds like I'm saying Bawdy. Bawdy Beauty. I remember a year or two ago, I met the woman who does it, and I thought they were like really, no pun intended, like cheeky. I don't know if I'm the right person for a butt mask, but I thought there certainly is someone out there who would like that. Looked really cute, the Instagram stuff. It was definitely like a moment. Did you see those butt masks?
Yes, and you know how I feel about them because on our year-end wrap-up episode, I gave a lower a wand to sheet masks for places other than your face,
mm-hmm.
butts being one of them. Listen, we need to talk about buttony.
Yeah, I was about to say, what if you have buttony?
I have so much of it. You have no idea. And
really?
I have been doing all this research because I want to do a segment on butt pimples.
Okay, so we'll table that.
Pilaris or whatever the hell's going on my tush.
I think people appreciate that. That's not discussed nearly enough.
No. But this is a sheet mask that has moisturizing and lifting and firming and whatever. And you lay it on your tushy and you sit there and you let it all soak in. And it's just a gimmick in my mind. Like, come on, we don't need this.
I do think, I have to say, one of the reasons why I don't like the idea of applying a butt mask is I don't like to engage with my butt very much. Like, I don't love it. And like the idea of putting on this little mask and then seeing like that it's basically like too small.
I want to see someone who does like engaging with their butt. Like, all I can picture is Ace Ventura like making his tushy talk. You know what they're like?
yes. I don't need something else to put on my butt and then like look at it and be like, not quite like Emily Ratajkowski.
Yep, still not there. Back to Emrata. But so they made these and then
Yes to
carrots,
too.
Yes to tomatoes, all that. We love
yes
this
to
brand.
Coconuts. Mm.
Also did a butt mask.
Yes.
Just did a butt mask, actually.
They just did it. And Bawdy Beauty has, you know, alleged that there's a little bit of copycat going on. So I don't know really where I stand on this.
I stand here. The minute there's copycatting going on all over the beauty industry, you've opened up a new category. And the risk of opening up a new category of beauty product is that other people will come and make those beauty products. Please see cushion compacts.
Right.
Okay?
Or like the lip mask that were so hot from, you know.
Or a lip scrub. Like every year there comes out a product. You didn't think we needed more products for our body? We found like now you need earwax blush.
Right.
You know? So the minute you open up a category, and this isn't any sort of invention.
A beauty podcast.
Or yes, then there's all of these other ones. And I think they should see it as flattery. It's also a larger company that is a more mass footprint that is bringing more people to this space. If they think that there's millions of butt masks to be sold, Yes Too is only going to bring more people into that
into
arena.
The category. So it's like, I love that expression, like rising tides lift all boats.
Yes.
You know, this is very much like a rising tide moment for Bawdy. And honestly, Yes Too, I really think of them as synonymous with masks. So
And if you're going to make a butt mask, the packaging is probably good. Like, there's not that many shapes for tushies. Like, I feel like it wasn't a blatant.
Try me.
What shape is your butt? I just feel like I think it might be also a little bit of a PR move to accuse them of copying them just so we start talking about it. Here we are having a conversation on our beauty podcast.
You can
about
get Body Boss Mask at www.
Use code FatMascara.
We are here. Well, Tiff and I are here because Jen had to bounce, as you guys know. Come back, Tiff. We are here with Sarah Gibson Tuttle, or the SGT, I can spell, as we like to call her. She's the founder of Olive & June, a mini chain of nail salons in LA. And more recently, she's made some amazing, great at-home manicure products and polishes. Welcome, Sarah.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
This is very exciting because we've been talking about having you on for a while, and we haven't had a proper like manicure expert in at least 2 years or something, which is insane.
Yay.
But before we jump into the beauty side of things, I just want to do like a little bit of like a little lightning round of questions so that our listeners can get to know you a bit and adore you as much as we do.
Can't wait.
So here are just some topics that are very important to Jen and I. No wrong answers. What's your favorite ice cream flavor?
Mint chocolate chip.
Mine too.
Besties.
It's the only one worth having, I think.
I agree. Once in a while, you'll find that they go a little minty.
Too minty.
And you're like, I don't want a toothpaste here. But yeah, for the most part, I also really like cookie dough.
I like to scavenge sometimes for like the dough.
Do you eat raw cookie dough?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, me too.
But for me, if it's like kind of mint or bust, but those places that are, I feel like are the fancier places.
Oh, they like have artisanal ice cream?
Yeah, they get too minty.
I'm not interested in any artisanal ice cream.
So where's your fave spot?
That's a really good question. Probably like old school Baskin Robbins. Nice. But, you know what I really like is Ben & Jerry's, because the mint chocolate chip is actually mint cookie.
Yes, yes, yes. That's a good one too. Okay. Cats or dogs?
This is going to be very controversial, but I actually really like the attitude of a cat. I don't own
Why
either.
Why is that controversial?
I think a lot of people feel like if you're not a dog person, that signifies something about you.
Jess is a cat person.
Yeah, I'm very much a cat person. I love dogs too.
I don't love dogs. I like dogs, kind of. I really enjoy cats.
Okay, so
I would have a cat if my mother-in-law was not allergic.
Okay, favorite charity?
So many. Probably Baby to Baby in LA. I love the work that they're doing. And as a mother, it really resonates with me.
What is Baby to Baby?
So Baby to Baby is a charity based in Los Angeles that essentially provides necessities for moms. And they'll do anything from like having a Mother's Day a drive, or basically they're bringing anything that mothers, they'll pamper the mothers as they're basically treating the kids to an amazing activity, amazing day, and then they're leaving with all the necessities that they might need. They provide, I think, I don't know the exact stat, but I think it's more diapers than like any other organization in California.
Wow.
It's incredible. It's Kelly Sawyer, Patrick Hoff, and Nora Weinstein, and I love what they do. So I don't know that it's my favorite, because I feel like picking a favorite feels, but I truly
love. Yeah, we need
to
rephrase that one. Charity you love to support. Charity that needs a light shone on it, whatever.
So I would say them, and then I would say Children's Hospital of Los Angeles, that's super focused on it's kids that are very, very, very sick, and I've seen them do incredible work. And so those are the two charities that Olive & June has done a ton of work with.
Oh, cool. So most embarrassing song on your playlist?
Sucker by Jonas Brothers.
Oh, my God.
Was it embarrassing?
I think that first of all, I don't think it's embarrassing at all, because I love the Jonas Brothers and I love that they've come back, and I think it's really hard to do that.
Sure.
I don't know that you were alive when the Jonas Brothers were first in action. You were like five, but which I'm very jealous of all of your skin, everything about it. But I love a comeback story, but also like I'm a bit of a like teenager in my music taste.
That's okay. That's acceptable. I have some Miley on my playlist. And celebrity girl crush?
Celebrity girl crush is hard because there's so many people that I love. But I would say I really, really love Mandy Moore. She's been a longtime Olive & June client. And she probably is the nicest person our team is obsessed with her.
Oh, that's like real. Because she seems like she's really nice, but you never know.
She is. Our team lights up when she walks in the door.
Okay. You have a nail polish color after her. Yes. Which leads me to my last little lightning round question. What is your favorite nail polish color?
Of my line or generally?
OPI. No, you know, of your line.
OPI tiramisu for two. it's that I'm just going to stick with my line because it's
sure.
easier.
Yeah, yeah.
I have two currently. I love HD, which is named after Hailey Duff, who's probably my other celebrity girl crush. Although it's a little weird when these people are your friends or supporters of Olive and June, mm-hmm. but I love a really white. Mm-hmm. And then Caroline Dijon, the color CDJ, which is like a, it's like not a purple, but it's like not a nude, and it's kind of straddles the line of both. And it just looks, it looks.
Ooh, like that sounds cool. I want to try that.
It looks the best on me.
Okay. So that brings us on the nail tip to your business, Olive and June. So you were actually, you know, the first time I met you, I was, you seemed very with it. So I wasn't very surprised that you were a money person before getting into the beauty world. So why did you decide to make that career switch?
I was an equity sales trader at Morgan Stanley and JP Morgan, and I really loved my clients, but didn't love the underlying business. I didn't love what I was doing every day. I didn't actually care if the market went up or down. And it got to a point where I felt like I have to do something. I like love people, making them happy, and I need to use this part of my personality to do something that I actually love doing.
You had this idea, I'm guessing, for Olive and June while you were there, right?
Yes.
So a lot of our listeners, I'm sure they, you know, whether it's beauty or something completely, you know, outside of that, they have an idea. How do you kind of put those steps in motion? How did you go from, I have an idea and I'm sitting at my desk and I can't wait for it to be 6 o'clock or 12 o'clock whenever you guys left, and then actually start that?
I think you have to be 150% wanting to do it. I think you have to basically be like crawling out of your skin wanting to do it in order to be successful at it, because it is, being an entrepreneur is 1,000 times harder than being an equity sales trader. And I worked whatever it was, 20 hours a day.
Yeah.
So you have to, and I work more now, and because when you own your own business, there is no downtime. There is no, you can always be doing something to improve your business. Mm-hmm. So taking time off isn't really, you can do it, but then you've wasted those 6 hours. So,
right.
Or if you feel like, I put a lot of pressure on myself, so it feels like I've wasted 6 hours. So I knew, I had gone to LA, I had started interviewing, I had gone to Dry Bar. And when the original concept for Olive and June was the Dry Bar for nails, I was like obsessed with the idea. And so then I started talking about it, and then I obsessively talked about it. I obsessively talked about what it would be, what it would look like. And I think I road tested it a bit, and I saw what the women in LA, how they reacted. And it was just they had such a visceral reaction to
it. How did you road test it?
So I would be at dinner. So what I did is I started interviewing, and then I had the idea, and I had started dating my now husband. And mm-hmm. so I would be around his girlfriend, you know, girls who are friends. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no other girlfriends around there. Mm-hmm. And I'd be at dinners, or I'd be like out with, I didn't really have any friends in LA. So mm-hmm. it was really like, I had like a couple of friends, but it was mostly like friends of his. Mm-hmm. And I would talk about it, and they would go crazy. And so then my husband would say, you should tell this person because they're really discerning, or like talk to this person. She'll always shoot an idea down. Or, mm-hmm. and so I would really like talk to people that probably wouldn't necessarily be like yes to everything, which is probably what I would have said.
And when you say the Dry Bar of nails, is it that it's consistent service, or that you could book on your phone, or that there's like a visual identity? Like what, there are certainly nail salons in LA, you know, but what was your, when you see the Dry Bar of nails, I'm not totally clear on what that is.
What I loved about Dry Bar was that you could walk into this well-branded space, mm-hmm. and it was an affordable luxury price.
Yeah.
I felt like, the service was consistent. And I've always loved like a Starbucks. So I always mm-hmm. like a consistent, replicated
sure.
thing. Like when I studied abroad in Europe, I was like devastated that every day they'd have like a different, different bagel flavor. I'd be like, no, I want the poppy seed every day.
You want your routine.
Yes. So I wanted that in nail. So I love Dry Bar because of that. They didn't have it in New York at that time. But I thought to myself, this would be amazing if it was nails, because that's mm-hmm. my
sure.
love.
Yeah.
And so it was really about the customer service and really about the space. It really morphed from there. I mean, what started as like, I think our initial branding was like very Dry Bar-esque to when we actually
was
brought.
Was it like gray and yellow?
It was like orange and gray.
You are very inspired.
I was so inspired. But then what happens is that I met an amazing woman whose name is Crystal Mears, and she became our brand director. But at first she was just my friend, and she was like, she had written the very first article on Dry Bar for Daily Candy. Again, back when you probably don't remember Daily Candy, but
I don't.
Oh, devastating.
Oh, God.
Devastating.
All right.
I know.
Devastating. That's why her skin looks so good.
I wish you guys could see Tiff's skin.
Oh,
it's like glows. It glows from within.
Glow really does. Like Vinter's daughter. Like in a, so she said to me, Drybar is Allie. Mm-hmm. The Olive and June has to be Sarah. And so what does that look like? And so that's when it really morphed, and it's why the brands are so different personality-wise, because we are different people. And by the way, now we're best friends. So it's a funny thing, but life really comes full circle. But it's but for me, it was really the customer service and the well-branded and the affordable luxury price point. And I wanted to do that in nails.
Nice. Okay, so any advice for those people that are dying to make that career switch but don't have the courage to just go ahead and do it?
I think if you don't have the courage to do it, I wouldn't do it. And I say that with like all the love in the world, because I constantly get emails from people asking if they should do something. And I'm so supportive. I'm like the most, I'll like do anything for a friend who's starting a business. I'll like post a million times to ad nauseum. People will be like, are you getting paid for that? I'm like, nothing sponsored here. I think it has, the courage has to come from within, and you have to be like diehard about it, because it is so hard that you have to be able to get yourself out of the valley.
So like if you don't have the gumption and like the drive at the start, it's like, oh wait, buddy, like this is just the beginning. Yes. Like you're not gonna have the steam to carry on when it's bad.
Yes. And I also think like founders are irrationally exuberant. So they are like, my idea is the best idea on the planet. Mm-hmm. So if you don't have that, you're already stuck. And not everyone's meant to be a founder. Like my GM, my CFO, CEO are, you know, in some ways they're like number twos, right? Like they're not, I guess, a founder, as they say, a founder is the number one. They're incredible humans who don't want to have, who don't have my personality, and I couldn't do it without them, and they can't do it without me. Uh-huh. So if you don't have the courage to be the founder, go help build a business, and be like, I couldn't live without them. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like I couldn't do the business. And so, by the way, they probably feel much more loved by me than the reverse, because I'm like obsessed with them. So I just think understanding your personality and knowing that, like 3 days into Olive in June, like I said to my husband, I was like, I want out of this. And he was like, you are strapped in. Like there's no, you can't get off this roller coaster. It's really hard.
Why did you want out 3 days in?
It was hard. Like the team, I'd never managed anyone before. Mm-hmm. I had never owned a business. I had been a sales trader and had a bunch of accounts and was a producer. So it was really difficult, and my team made me a better person.
So let's go back to Olive and June for a sec. So you have 3 salons in California, right?
Yes.
Okay. So what, you talked about how there's consistent service, like Drybar of nails, but what else, since a lot of our listeners probably have not been to Olive and June, just walk us through that experience. Why is it different than the corner place, you know, that's a $10 mani?
Absolutely. So Olive and June is named after my grandmother. So June is my grandmother. Olive is my great-grandmother. The idea behind naming it Olive and June was so that you would feel, it would feel familial to you the minute you like saw, whether you saw it in an article or you saw it in person or you just heard about it. That's why we didn't call it like the nail bar, you know, and like I definitely, you know, I was very inspired. So there was a moment where nail bar floated through the ether. But
Drybar? I see you.
Yeah. I was like, I know, like all of the like nail store. So you guys might want to know that list.
I'd love to see it.
Like before I tapped my creative side, it was bleak. I've always loved the name June. It was my grandmother. My daughter's middle name is June. It's my favorite name. And my husband informed me that like he thinks it's superstitious to like name your child after someone who's living. So I literally was like, I've got to use this name June somewhere.
Yeah.
So I named it Olive and June after my grandmother's, but I really wanted it to feel familial. You'll see the logo is like a bit blocky. And the idea is because, as Crystal said to me, this has to be about Sarah. I looked at it like I love a lot of feminine things, but I'm also like the girl who would be at the dive bar drinking a beer. And so we tried to make it feel like, while there's like a lot of neutrals and light colors, that it felt like it encompassed my personality. Mm-hmm. When you walk into Olive and June, it is very, very clean. It is very, you know, the idea is that you look at the polish wall, there's 500 bottles of polish, all different colors, all different brands, but that you walk in, like there's low slung like kind of like Scandinavian looking chairs, all light woods, whites, florals. That's very our vibe. And so you're getting color on the polished wall, but you're not really getting color otherwise really, mm-hmm. because the idea is that you, the person, are bringing the space mm-hmm. to life. So hopefully it feels like as familial as your grandmother's house, but like looks like your stylish best friend's house. Mm-hmm. And then everything else, we take your nail preferences, we sterilize all of our tools. Again, we have tons of nail polish options so that you never get sick of that same having to do that same color. Mm-hmm. The client service is just hopefully over the top for you. Your manicurist is amazing and talks to you. It just should feel like, as someone called it once, like the female version of Cheers.
Oh, that's so nice. Do you serve alcohol?
Do you remember Cheers?
I wasn't around then.
But you understand the concept.
Yeah. Okay.
Love it.
Do you guys serve alcohol?
We don't.
Okay.
We actually, well, one thing we don't do, just because I like to keep it, make sure that nothing bad happens.
Yeah. Why add in that variable? So
I would be drinking every day.
So, you know, it takes a lot to launch a business, but I think about starting a nail salon in the past couple of years, the nail salon industry is so fraught with problems. It's funny. I was talking to some friends last night and I was telling them that they were coming on the show and we were just talking about nails and stuff. And my friend said, you know, I don't know if when I go to nail salons, if I'm like perpetuating a cycle of unfair labor, because I should have backed up. But I'm thinking everyone here who listens to the show knows that, you know, New York Times blew the lid off of that story, which was like the worst kept secret in the world, is that the nail industry has some real employment issues, not paying people enough, not a fair wage, all that. So how can she know that she's going to a place, my buddy, that is treating their workers properly? And how did you guys deal with that?
So there's a couple of different ways that nail salons or your nail appointment can be set up. If you're going to a nail salon, I would encourage you to go to a salon first and foremost, that when you think about that price of that manicure, mm-hmm. let's start here. When you think of the price of that manicure versus what minimum wage is, mm-hmm. that the nail salon is making money on that manicure. Mm-hmm. Because if they are not, so for example, let's just say California minimum wage, depending on where you are, it's around $13.
Okay.
If I'm charging $12 in my and the manicure takes 45 minutes, mm-hmm. there's no way that salon is making money.
Right.
And so that means that they're cutting the workers' wages. Mm-hmm. They are not going to just go out of business. They can't possibly do that. They pay rent. And so, yes, there are services that scale up, but it's really interesting. The psychology is that nails, in most of beauty and wellness, the professionals are paid, you know, $1, $2 or more per minute. Nails is one of the very few, if only, services where this is not the case. And so you have this plethora of, you know, this labor market that's being treated unfairly. Now, a big percentage of this labor market is illegal. Mm-hmm. And so in some ways, I hate to say this stuff out loud because I don't want people getting kicked out of this country. I don't want anything bad happening to mm-hmm. anyone. At the same time, this person should not get paid $6 an hour. $8 an hour. So, you know, and then as California minimum wage goes up to, it's going to be $15 at its max, like our manicure goes to $30, let's say, which is where our classic manicure is right now. People will say this is too expensive, but the same people want minimum wage to go up. So it's really frustrating because it feels like a $30 manicure that takes 30 minutes, 40 minutes is like, that's $1 a minute. That's the literal minimum of what these beauty professionals should be making.
Yeah.
And yet people don't want to pay it. So it's a real how she can figure out where she goes. I would say number one, you can figure out the economics. Number two, go to a place where the manicurists are employees, because ultimately the state, they're going to be protected by the state. And I think that's really important, mm-hmm. Even if the manicurists don't necessarily agree. And then if you want to go to a manicurist that's not technically an employee, I would go to manicurists that have created their own little spaces, because then they can be independent contractors. But they're actually like, they're able to control that environment where
right.
being an independent contractor is actually an independent contractor.
I think, you know, I love a bargain just as much as anyone, but I think it's a real shame we've all gotten conditioned, at least in, you know, New York. I can tell you that there are places where you can go for a manicure for $10. And then, of course, there are places mm-hmm. like, you know, where you can go the chicer places where $20, $30. But you have to think about really what those dollars and cents mean and where they're going. So,
because if it's $10, yeah. then let's say they can pack in two manis in that hour, that's $20. Yeah. okay, well, what do you think they're actually paying to stay in business? Like, they're probably paying that manicure is $10 to $12. Plus, I guess they get tip, but that technically should be part of their minimum wage. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what minimum wage in New York is, but I can guess it's definitely not
$10.
No. No, it's $15.
So there you go. They're getting paid less.
So just do a little math before you pop in.
60% is usually the percentage. So probably it's $12 is what they're making. So it's $3 below minimum wage if they're maximizing their book.
Right.
If they're not, it's even farther. It's even less.
Right. Okay. So
sorry to be depressing.
No. But this is the information we need. People are, they want to know what they're getting, and they don't want to contribute to a cyclical problem. So, okay. You also, in addition to having Olive and June, you focus on at-home manicures, which is really cool. When I met you, I didn't realize that you were doing that, and that you make products to help people do their own at-home manis. That's interesting, because I feel like when I think of the industry, I think of, you know, the paint boxes, at the higher end, the paint boxes, like the Chill House, and then that's in New York. And then there's also, you know, the Essies, the OPIs, the Sally Hansons of the world. It's like, which lane do you want to go in? But you're playing in both. How come?
What we realized a couple years ago was when basically we had like wait lists every day. We had opened 3 salons. It was an incredible response. We probably had like 4 times the demand that we had appointments.
Wow.
And the labor market was really constricted, even in Los Angeles, which is a huge, it's one of the bigger labor markets in the country for manicurists. And I was like, how do we scale this? Like, how does this work? What I realized—
This is your business mind kicking in.
It was.
Scale it.
Okay. Also my CFOCO who went to Stanford Business School.
Shout out to them.
Shout out to Claire for being the smartest human. We also had, you know, we had 75,000 Instagram followers at the time, and like all this press without a publicist, and like it was so organic, mm-hmm. and like all mm-hmm. these like regulars that were diehard, and people coming in for Coachella manis from Germany, and like all kinds of crazy things.
Wow.
Where it was like, we've made an impact here, but like it's a sliver. It's thousands of people a week. How do we make this millions? So we looked at the industry, and the nail salon industry is a $10 billion industry and a $90 billion beauty industry in the United States.
Wait, the nail polish industry is $10
million. So nails, all-encompassing, including services,
okay.
is $10
billion. Okay.
And then in a $90 billion total beauty, so nails, okay. hair, and makeup.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So it's already kind of small. It's already like about 10%, a little bit more than 10%. And in nails, in that $10 billion, at-home nails is only $1 billion. So you have a $1 billion at-home nail market in a $90 billion beauty industry.
That's 10%.
It's 1%.
Oh, 1%.
I love you.
Oh, my God. See,
like, I love you.
Do you want me to like help your yeah, Claire
please.
Out? Maybe
yeah.
I can shadow Claire.
Claire, we have a CFO assistant here in the office.
$1 billion.
So it's only at 1%. So the problem is that no one's going to pay attention to
yeah.
that market. 1 in 90, like no one cares. So I basically was like, okay, wait, what's makeup? Like, is makeup 10%?
Yeah.
Like, what's makeup? No, makeup is 99% at home. Hair is like 60%
right,
at home.
Right.
Why
right.
is nails only 10% at home? So we did this deep dive, and what we realized is that LA, New York, and San Francisco, 2 out of those 3 cities I've lived in, completely operate on a different planet. There is a labor market here that supports, to your point, a $10 manicure. Because it pushes the prices down because there's many more manicures. Mm-hmm. The rest of the country, women are getting their nails done 3 times a year, and they're doing it themselves 3 times a year. So a total of 6 times. So you have 40 times a year on the coast, and 6 times a year for the rest of the country.
I believe that.
It was insane. I was like, wait, well, but they're buying the products at Target because like they're doing it 3 times, or Walmart, or I love Target.
Yeah.
we did a collab with them. So I was like, wait, what is happening? So we interviewed these women, and what we realized was that they were like, I cannot paint with my non-dominant hand, and I have no nail routine,
mm-hmm.
and no one's yes, and no one's teaching me.
I always have to start over after like I thought I was all good, and then I'll get some kind of like one will be really thick and gloppy, and then I take the whole thing off and I say, forget it.
Which is so 100%. So what I did is I was like, okay, wait, if we can teach everyone in the world how to paint their own nails, then we can make them as happy as the women coming out of our salons every day. Like the women coming out of our Olive and June salons are like, it's like they won the lottery. They're mm-hmm. like, my nails are done. I can conquer the world. Like this is such an amazing feeling. I was like, how do we make everyone happy? Because nails last a week mm-hmm. or sometimes more. Like if you have a good polish, it lasts a week. Like there's a tail effect there that there isn't in makeup and hair. I want to give this to everyone. Like I want to bottle this up and give it mm-hmm. to everyone, literally. So I took 2018 off. I did my own mani for a year. Did my own manis for a year. Learned every annoying part of doing your nails.
Wow.
To your point of like the gloppy, made a polish remover pot. So you can just, that one nail, just dip it in and mm-hmm. it's like an Etch-a-Sketch. You like remove it and then you can keep, mm-hmm, you can just start mm-hmm. again. How do you just create this nail routine and make it so fun for women? And then on the non-dominant side, we invented the Poppy, which is basically a universal polish bottle handle. You can put on top of any nail polish bottle and stabilizes that left hand.
Jen loves this. She's actually, I think, raised a wand.
Yeah, she did raise a wand to the Poppy.
Yes. It's like, it's so fun to me because it's like, let's make it like so it's as if you're painting with both your mm-hmm. dominant hand all the time. It just gives you that confidence. And once you start doing it, you're like, oh, I'm not shaking. This is really exciting.
Yeah, it's a simple thing. It's hard to envision on audio, but it is like this nice little like chubby, soft thing that you put on the top of your nail polish. And then let's see, I'm right-handed. So, okay, so it would be like if I'm doing it with my left hand. It's kind of like it's just like a little anchor for your hand. It does really work.
Because it's a bigger... The polish bottles in the past, no names, were for professionals. A little cap, a really cool-looking cap, all of that. A professional with their dominant hand can paint every day,
Wait, you're saying polish bottles in the past. Like, surely a lot of polishes are still done with professionals in mind.
Before Olive and June came on the market. No. Yeah, so polish bottles... Exactly. You're right. Sorry. Excuse me.
It's okay.
Polish bottles are made for the professional. It could be any size cap. Let's make it cool. Let's make it little. Mm-hmm. Who cares if it's like there's an overcap and there's like this little bitty thing inside?
Oh, yeah, I don't like that.
It's so frustrating because it's like that's a professional, of course,
it's not functional.
Totally. Mm-hmm. So I was like, how do we make that functional for the consumer? What's the consumer product? And by the way, no wonder the market is only $1 billion because there's no consumer product. Like I sat down with Jen from Way, Jen Atkin, and I was like, I want to create a consumer product for nails. And she was like, that's what we did with Way. Like the consumer spraying their hairspray like right against their head. You can't give them a professional can of hairspray. Mm-hmm. What we're doing in nails is like, let's take this bottle that you already own and let's give you the option so that the consumer can use it. Mm-hmm. Let's get them into the category. Let's get them excited.
Nice. Okay, so tell us more about your polishes. There's the 5-free, the 7-free. So what are all nail polishes not free of these days that yours are?
This is such a good question. We could do a whole podcast on this, by the way. So it started off, our polishes are 7-free and long lasting. There's mm-hmm. there was an intersection for us of how clean could you make your polish and also how long-lasting could you make it? Because the number one issue for women is their nail polish chipping. So annoying. Mm-hmm. So then how do we solve for that? So I was like, it has to be at least 5-free because 5-free includes formaldehyde and formaldehyde resin, which are the absolute no-nos for every reason. Formaldehyde is cancer-causing for anyone who doesn't know.
Do you think brands still use that?
So they did up until a certain period of time. If there is a 3-free polish that you were using, there is formaldehyde resin in that polish.
So check it.
Yes. And unfortunately, sometimes the drums that polishes are stored in, this is like mm-hmm. super granular, but the drums where they make the polish, mm-hmm. if they haven't replaced them after they've used formaldehyde, they can have trace amounts of formaldehyde because mm-hmm. don't forget that formaldehyde, it is in the air. Mm-hmm. And so it's very hard to get rid of. So 5-free is the minimum for no formaldehyde or formaldehyde resin. Okay. Polishes are made of resins. It's paint. And that is really what makes it stick. So makes it last. So ours are 7-free. But honestly, for me, the 5 was the minimum. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you why in a second. I wanted it to be long lasting, which means the base coat is in the color. Mm-hmm. I wanted it to last 5, 7, 9 days. Like, how can you make this last as long as possible? We formulated our polishes in Korea. We went to U.S. manufacturers. We weren't impressed with the formulas they were coming out with. We went to a bunch of manufacturers around the world. I went to Hong Kong to trade shows, to Bologna to trade shows. Like, we really looked at different manufacturers, found these manufacturers in Korea who understood that you had to actually have a polish with enough amount of resin, but also the right amount of ingredients, and would actually innovate with us and be our partner mm-hmm. versus we do all the big brands in the U.S., so here's your shitty stock polish. I would say that, just taking a step back, your nail plate is not that permeable. So it's a bit of a marketing scheme to say like that you absolutely have to, that you need to be 7-free, 9-free, 12. I mean, some of these things are like 12-free, like includes like vegan. That's not free mm-hmm. of a chemical. So mm-hmm. like, why is that in there? And so a bit, it's getting a little out of hand. 7 and 8-free are like where you stop, where it's all chemicals. Ultimately, your nails are not allowing really anything into your into your body. And so it's a barrier. It's why, you know, when your nail polish stains your nails, that should show you how it's trapping basically that pigment and not allowing it to go into your body.
Well, that's interesting.
Okay, so that's a good thing.
It's a great thing. And I ultimately think that, listen, you want to stay away from formaldehyde, period. But I ultimately think, and you don't, your nail polish does get on your skin, which is more porous than your nails, not a ton, because it's also like ridiculous to say your skin is as porous as people say it is, but that's a whole nother podcast. But it's, you want to be as safe as possible because, like, you don't want anything that near you or on your cuticles or on your skin that, that is going to have formaldehyde in it. But ultimately, for me, the minimum is 5. We made it 7 because we could. And I think anything, you want people that, you want a polish that's considered.
That makes sense. So let's get topical about summer right now.
Let's do it.
So when I wore nail polish to the beach the other day, destroyed. There's something about being at the beach that
water.
Makes it. It's the water,
water.
It's the salt water. But also, like, I put on bug spray a lot in the summer if I'm doing something outdoors. It's sticky, weird mess. Like, it dulls the shine. What can we do to keep our nail polish looking fresh, especially in the summer?
So my favorite thing to do is to top coat it every 2 to 3 days.
Often.
Thin layer of top coat. It'll make your mani look shiny. I also love cuticle. We have cuticle serum. Putting it all around your nail, the dry skin on the side of your nails, plus your cuticles. It's good for healthy, hydrated cuticles. But frankly, it makes your salon look, your mani look like it was salon fresh, like just happened. I definitely avoid water, baths, the beach. If you're going for a beach vacation and you can stand it, I'd say no polish. Just because honestly, the water, a pool. Water makes your nail plate expand and then your nail polish pops off.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah.
Okay.
Once it contracts again, it's like, bye-bye.
So let's get to the fun stuff. Let's talk color. What are the popular colors right now? What's trending or what are you loving?
So we're seeing brights have a huge moment. It's interesting. Neon polishes are made with neon powder, which most of it's not approved for beauty use. And so we ended up not making neons for the summer because we wanted to make sure, and we didn't have time to source to make sure it was the right neon powder. But neons are having such a moment. And I love like a little neon French over
neon French. That's so nice.
Like a
that's
thin
cool.
one. Yeah. Right over like one of our neutrals, like right over
Oh my God, I love that.
CDJ. Yeah. Like, so I love like a neutral mani with like a pop. We're also seeing our summer collection, which was like, which is a whiteout, which is HD, and then that bright pink SE. We have a peachy. Like, we're seeing like a lot of those types of colors. Very traditional summer. Like last year and the year before, like for like 2 or 3 years, we saw a lot of darks in the summer. And we're not seeing that as much this summer. We're seeing like a much more traditional summer. Again, that's why neons are so hot.
I'm still stuck on like the creamy base with the neon tip. Why haven't I never thought of that before?
It's beautiful. As long
but
as you do the thin.
My nails are really short though.
No, you do like a thin and you do it all the way and you do it all the way around. And like if you make your nails, especially if you make your nails in like an almond or a round shape or oval, it's really, really pretty.
I've
just
seen
like
it
the
with
edge.
Like an orange neon and it was
I
really
love
pretty.
That. I love that.
Yes, I'm down for that.
So what are Olive and June's most popular colors?
Our most popular colors are always neutrals. Mm-hmm. They're always like a classic, which is why our first collection, that spring collection, was all like light shades with a lot of white in them.
I love pastels.
Yeah, it was we like powered them with white because actually the more white that's in a color, the more it looks good on every single skin tone. Mm. In fact, your skin tone is actually the hardest to match.
Oh, yeah, nothing looks good on me.
It's because like it's such a porcelain skin tone Crystal has red hair. And so like we put them on her first because we're like, wait, they're the hard. It's actually the craziest because you're the hardest skin tone to match with. But we always do like a neutral mani with a little bit of nail art. But it's why those first 6 colors are like very popular. The most popular polish that we have is GH, which is a very, very, very light pink. I actually like pink. Looks terrible on my nails. But it was very humbling.
GH
after Jerry Hirsch.
Okay.
It was very humbling to know that like what I want doesn't matter.
So what's always in your bag?
Oh, like makeup or hair?
Yeah, the whole thing.
All of beauty.
All of beauty. Okay. This is so exciting. In my bag.
We're at that point, Sarah.
I love it. In my bag, which is usually like 6 different little bags. I always have the Olive and June Kit Kit, which we talked about a little bit before, but does the top coat, the file, and our cuticle serum, just because like you never know what's going to happen with your nails. I sometimes have an Olive and June polish. Today I do. I have TT in my bag. And I also have probably like 15 lip glosses. I have Sarah Happ lip slip. I have like 8 Pat McGrath lip glosses. I have a bunch of, I have some Flesh ones in there. I have an Hourglass. Like I go for it on the lip gloss front. I have this new hand cream that I'm obsessed with.
What is it?
It's called, Britt's going to have to, I'm like, I have to ask like our publicist. It's called like Go-To.
Okay.
And it's basically, it's an Australian brand and it's like, it comes out so creamy. I use it on my legs.
Wow.
I actually don't use it on my hands. It's like a hand and cuticle, which I'm like, yes, raise the wand to this hand and cuticle cream that I like.
Yes, oh, raise the wand.
By the way,
popular
Sarah's
vernacular.
Exactly. But I use it on my legs because like, I feel like it's just so creamy. And what else do I have? I have like a ton of gum, a ton of Tic Tacs, always a pack of Mentos.
I love Mentos.
And some sunscreen, probably.
The fruity ones and the mint ones.
Fruit, but I like both.
I prefer the fruity ones. I I'm like a minty mint. Person.
Which is your favorite flavor?
I just like the kind of citrusy flavors.
Wait, but so sorry. Let me just back up. So strawberry is not your favorite flavor?
No, I'm sorry.
That's really
disappointing.
Like,
she's shocked.
I just don't even like strawberries. Everyone's there's like a whole Mentos pack that's just strawberry.
Like, that doesn't. I just like citrusy things.
We would be such good friends. You would like take all. I would just want strawberry. That's all I want.
And then we can go for mint chocolate chip ice cream.
Love it. Yeah. So a lot of lip gloss, a lot of nail products, and like a couple of like I've always have SPF and some lotion.
What's your SPF?
As big as high as possible. I like Control Corrective for my face.
Wait, that's the name of the brand?
Control Corrective.
I don't know that.
That's so a new one.
Shawnee Darden is my facialist.
Okay.
I die for her. And she told me to use it, so I use it.
Oh, I thought you were just like segueing, like, and Shawnee Darden is my facialist. Like, and then you were going to like list your glam squad. I was like, okay.
By the way, that's a good question. Who's your glam squad?
That is good. Okay, we're going to steal that.
Who's your glam squad?
I was actually going to ask you who cuts your hair because I love your haircut.
Oh, yeah.
You make
so
me want to
cut
my hair again.
Thank you. When she's in town, Ashley Stryker cuts it.
Mm.
And when she's in
town. We had her on the pod with her sisters.
Love them. They're dear friends, and I think that she is the most talented. I can't wait for the R&Co collab. But when she's often not in town, hiking and doing like things, I don't know why she's doing any of that stuff. She should just be waiting for my appointment, JK, on Cotran.
Okay.
And he recently cut it, and he put in extensions.
What?
So
that's why your hair is so good.
Had platinum hair.
You did.
Yeah, so I destroyed it. And Ashley's not super into extensions, so I kind of have to like sometimes cheat on her and go to On because he will do. So it's just two on each side, and it's like it just gives me fullness.
Yeah, no, because you have like a kind of like a choppy bomb.
Yeah,
but it's really full and it's very shiny. But that's all you.
It's not full in real life, but is full now.
You had us fooled.
I know. Well, you got to do what you got to do.
Anything else that we need to know about Sarah Gibson Tuttle?
Just that if you guys come to LA, please come visit us.
Wait, to all of our listeners.
Yeah.
Tiff and me.
Right. I really meant it to all the listeners. I was like, please come visit us. I run our social, so and I also obviously run my personal, but if anyone has any nail questions, like I am constantly women who wear polish isn't sticking on their nails, like they'll use Olive in June, and if they're prepping their nails right and they're doing the manic, like basically just making sure there's no oils on their nail beds, nail plates.
And you use that just by like cleaning them off with the remover, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
If they're doing that, they're getting like, if it's normally 2 days, it's 5 days, right? So they're getting, like, if it's normally 5 days, it's 8 days. And we've had people DM us or put on their comments like, wait, it's not working for me. I will answer every DM. Like, let me know what you're manning.
You're opening up Pandora's box here.
I'm not. I love it. I think there's like,
I think she's a very busy lady, so don't get mad.
No, I respond to every, I love it. And by the way, when you post and you tag us and it's a really pretty picture, that's sometimes why I don't like elaborate how much I'm so excited that you posted about us, because I'm like too busy like working on someone's mani routine. But I love helping people. I think there's like, to be able to do your own nails and have this manicure last. We did a mani marathon, and some of these manicures lasted 14 days.
Oh, 10, my
16
God.
Days.
Mani marathon. I love it.
It was so, we did it, and people won years free of, worth of polish. It was amazing. So, but I want people to have that feeling. So hit me up. Hit me up. Slide into my DM.
DM Sarah, guys.
Sarah, thank you. It's so clear you love what you do and that you're like, you're in it to win it.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming on the show.
Oh, this is great.
Oh, thanks.
Summer is fast approaching, which means it's shapewear season.
Just kidding. It's really wedding season. But I just got an invitation to a wedding in Philadelphia, and guess what I'll be wearing? Honey Love. I'm not sure about the rest of the outfit or the dress, but the shapewear is going to be Honey Love. Here's why. Honeylove has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating when you're wearing shapewear. Plus, they have lingerie-inspired design details that you'll want to show off, and all their fabrics are breathable to keep you nice and cool, which is perfect for hot days. Let me tell you a story. I remember being at a wedding, this was a few years ago, pre-Honeylove, and I wore a jumpsuit, and I wasn't sure if the bathroom door locked well, but I had to take off the entire jumpsuit and then roll down the shapewear to pee, and I was like holding onto the back of the door at the same time, completely naked in the bathroom, and it took so long, and I caused this whole backup of the bathroom line, and after that, I was like, never again. Until Honeylove came along. Honeylove's superpower shorts have a 100% cotton gusset so you don't have to wear underwear underneath. And there's a convenient opening in the underwear area so you don't have to take off the whole thing to go to the bathroom. It's so easy. Honeylove products make you look good and feel good. Whether it's for a wedding, event, an everyday boost of confidence, Honeylove is the perfect plus one. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. That's honeylove.com/mascara. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off. The summer vibes are just getting started, so shape your life with Honeylove. Hey everyone, it's Jen, and I have decided this is going to be the summer of uniform dressing. I'm going to have a few pieces on heavy rotation, and I'm telling you right now, they're all going to be linen, and they're all going to be from Quince. I don't know why I'm going so hard on linen right now, but it just feels right. And Quince specializes in timeless pieces made of premium fabric, and the best part is that all the Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30. I am personally very into the 100% European linen pants. They're cropped and easy. There's even a cute pinstriped version. And when I wear them, I look like I just stepped off a yacht. Do I have a yacht? No. Do I know what yachters wear? No, but that's the vibe. The linen pants come in sizes extra small to 3X, and they're less than $40. Okay, like 10 cents less. They're $39.90. But the quality is excellent, and they wash really well. How does Quince do it? They cut out the cost of the middleman and pass the savings on to us. Plus, Quince works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/fatmascara for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com, Q-U-I-N-C-E, quince.com/fatmascara to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/fatmascara.
Okay, everyone, I am one of those people who, when it comes to wellness, sorry, but it's got to fit into the pockets of my day. 5 minutes here, 7 minutes there, when I'm like in the kitchen and I'm microwaving something long, it's got to be convenient. And that is why Aloe Moves works for me. My mindset has changed. The app makes it easy for me to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place and bite-sized little bits. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, so much more. From beginner to advanced, Aloe Moves has the flow or class that's going to fit into your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour depending on what you're feeling that day.
You know what feeling I'm feeling most days? I'm feeling 10 minutes. I've been doing Joanna Thompson's. Right, that's about it.
Yeah, that's good.
10 minutes. Joanna Thompson does these yoga lattes in 10. One day will be abs. One day will be arms. Today, Jess, is booty day. And we're just going to get it done all in 10 minutes. If you're trying to get a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like the sweat-inducing yoga flows or the reformer Pilates workouts without weights. You can also find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, learn to do dry brushing. How many times have we talked about dry brushing on this podcast? Aloe Moves will teach you how to do it.
Unlock your personal wellness routine with Aloe Moves. Go to aloemoves.com now and use the code MASCARA20 for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's aloemoves.com, code MASCARA20. aloemoves.com, code MASCARA20.
Time to raise a wand, Jen.
Excellent job on the interview. I'm so sorry that I wasn't there, but let's be honest, nobody wants to hear this voice more than they need to.
It's quite painful to listen to.
Well, on that note, I'm going to raise a wand to Ricola dual action cough drops. Listen, guys, I've tried every cough drop in the last week, and I think some of them are too syrupy sweet, and then you're just like pasty in your mouth. And I often have pasty mouth. Just ask our producers who tell me to swish with water every 5 seconds.
Is it herbal? Is it
an herbal? So it has the, it's honey lemon is the one that I've been using. So you get that Ricola, like 12 herbs from the Swiss Alps vibe, but it's much more like medicated. So it's a lozenge inside and breaks open. And there's menthol, which has antiseptic, and honey lemon.
Oh, this is
so
great.
So like you're sucking on it. You're like, this is helping. And then you get to the liquid
part.
Center and you're like,
oh, that's so nice.
I mean, honestly, guys, what I sound like right now, it'd be way worse if I didn't have these guys. So 219 Ricola dual action cough drops.
You must be blazing through those right now.
I'm on my third bag.
I think you got sick on the plane.
I was sick before I flew.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And but I mean, that didn't help.
Yeah, it didn't help. Okay.
What are you raising a wand to?
So, guys, I might be a Wen girl.
Oh, snap.
So our producer, Molly, is smiling and nodding with her gorgeous hair. I came in and I saw Molly and I thought she got a haircut, maybe like a glaze, a shine. Maybe she like bumped up her color. And she said, no, it was the Wen stuff because Chaz and his team were so nice. They gave us a ton of product. So I've also been using the Wen product too, the cleansing, just the cleansing cream, not the stylers. I definitely feel like my hair is softer. I'm just going to like take it down because it's a little messy bun right now. But it's definitely, and Jen, you don't need to like agree. I just know like for sure that my hair is softer and like it's not silky. My hair will never be silky again, but it feels just like more manageable and shinier. And I definitely think if you guys are thinking, I don't like non-foaming shampoos, I'm a little bit like that. I still like, I'm like, it's like
lather feels good. We're like conditioned to want the lather.
Yeah.
But can I just say, separate from you, I said the same thing to Molly. I was like, what did you do to your hair? And she has straight hair. And I know when curly girls have always loved when.
Mm-hmm.
And she doesn't, she has like medium thickness hair. It's so freaking shiny.
It's beautiful. It's so beautiful.
It's so shiny.
Yeah. Yeah. If you've been on the fence about when, try it because I'm a believer.
Thanks for listening. Fat Mascara is produced by our friends at Atwell Media. You can check out our website, fatmascara.com, for episode recaps, product recommendations, and discount codes.
And if you want to reach us directly, email us at info@fatmascara.com, or you can follow us on social, @fatmascara, shoot us a DM. And we'd love if you went over to iTunes and threw us a rating. How many stars?
Five.
Five, please. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.